Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the zoning administrator meeting for December 15th, 2022. My name is Maria Alonzo. I am the zoning administrator for the meeting today. Just a couple of housekeeping items. There's a limited number of staff reports on the table over there to my left, your right, if you need them. And then those persons addressing the zoning administrator today, please be sure to state your name for the record. Also, additionally, the written material must have been received 24 hours prior to the meeting to be considered, to be technically considered for consideration of any agenda item that was posted. However, I did receive some information which I will be considering as part of the agenda item that was posted today. So, which I believe during when we get to that point of the meeting, planner will incorporate that into his presentation as well. So we called the meeting to order. Looking at the meeting minutes of December 1st, 2022, those were previously approved by zoning administrator Bibi Jimenez. So then that will just take us to the meat of the agenda today, which is our meeting and discussion items. We do have one public hearing item. It is PA 220097. The applicant is Rancho Mission Viejo, and I believe we have Mr. Cameron Welsh presenting. So if you would.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon. I am Cameron Welsh, Senior Planner for the Land Development Division of OC Development Services. And I'll be covering planning application 22-0097, a site development permit that includes a project-specific alternative site development standard located in planning subarea 3.2B of the ranch planned community in Rancho Mission Viejo. Today's presentation will include background, general overview, specific discussion, and staff's recommendation for your consideration. There was a distributed memo for this indicating updates to the provided staff report and conditions of approval. The information in the memo will be discussed at a little later in the presentation. For site background information, as previously stated, planning application 22-0097 is located in planning subarea 3.2B of the Ranch Plan Community, which is north of Cow Camp Road, east of Legato Road. The master area plan and subarea plans for planning areas 3 and 4 were approved on February 25th, 2015, and last updated on September 11th, 2019. AMAP, Vesting 10 of Tract Map 19163 for subarea plan 3.2B was approved by the subdivision committee on February 16th, 2022, while revised Vesting 10 of Tract Map 19163 was approved by the Deputy Director of Development Services on August 26th, 2022. Final tract map 19163 was approved by the County of Orange Board of Supervisors on November 8, 2022 and recorded November 21, 2022. BMAP, Vesting 10 of Tract Map 19186, was approved by the Subdivision Committee on December 7, 2022. Subarea 3.2B is presently being graded under issue permit GRD 21-0159 and construction of supporting infrastructure is currently in process. Copies of the site development permit submittal package were distributed for review and comment to county staff and consultants. Through a collaborative effort with county staff and consultants, the applicant has adequately addressed all comments received. Notices of public meeting were mailed to all property owners of record within 300 feet of the subject site, and notices were posted on site at the Old Orange County Courthouse, County Administration South Building, and on the Orange County Public Works website as required by established procedures. No public comments have been received to date. Rancho Mission Viejo, PA3 Development LLC is the property owner and applicant of planning application 22-0097. However, assignment and assumption agreements will be processed and recorded for a change of ownership upon final map recordation to the tract builder Lennar Homes of California. The proposed project is covered by previous CEQA documentation, which includes final program EIR 589, certified on November 8, 2004, and a 1.0, certified on July 26, 2006, Addendum 1.1 certified on February 24th, 2011. The planning area 2 addendum certified on March 27th, 2013. And addendum 3.1 certified on February 25th, 2015. This finding is appropriate and complies with the intent of CEQA pursuant to the 2020 Orange County Local CEQA Procedures Manual, Section 13.1. For projects where a previous environmental document, that being final program EIR 589, is already in place. For the CEQA evaluation, clearances are not required for the proposed project. The applicant, Rancho Mission Viejo, requests approval of a site development permit to allow for the construction of 69 plan concept attached single-family dwellings on a 4.67 acre site, a model sales complex, and a project-specific alternative site development standard. The project-specific alternative site development standard would allow for a reduction of the required usable open required project open space from 10% to 5.52%. The inclusion of a project-specific alternative site development standard requires that the zoning administrator in a public hearing be the approving authority for this project proposal per the branch plan, plan community program text, and the County of Orange zoning code. The proposed project site is located within vesting intent of tract map 19186, which was a subdivision of a 4.67 acre site into 69 lumber lots and 25 letter lots for private streets and alleys, landscaping, and open space. The project has been designed to be consistent with lotting, site planning, and roadway designs of VTTM 19186. General access to the site is provided by Williams Way via Pablo Way and Delgado Road. The site itself will contain 5 private streets and 6 private motor courts. One of the private streets, Windmill Road, takes access from Williams Way. The project proposes a net density of 21.17 dwelling units per acre. 5 pocket parks are proposed on lots L, N, R, V, and W. All pocket parks include turf, trees, and walkways, while lots L and R also include benches and trash receptacles. Lot R also includes a petway station. The project includes 9 three-story residential plan types that range from 1,397 square feet to 1,814 square feet in size, and the units are designed with the front elevation oriented toward landscaped open space areas and pedestrian walkways, while the attached garages of the units have their access oriented toward the private streets and alleys. As previously mentioned, the proposed project includes a requested project-specific alternative site development standard. This would allow a reduction of required usable project open space from 10% to 5.52% of net residential area. Per section 382D8A of the PC text, a plan concept attached dwelling project must provide a minimum of 10% of the net residential area of the project as convenient, accessible, and usable open space. Per section 382D8A2 of the PC text, if a plan concept attached dwelling project is located adjacent to a local public park and has direct convenient access thereto, the usable project open space may be reduced from 10% to 5% of the net residential area of the project. However, the applicant proposes this project to be located adjacent to and have direct convenient access to a private recreational facility instead of a local public park, necessitating the need for a project-specific alternative site development standard for this site development permit. The inclusion of the project-specific alternative site development standard requires that the zoning administrator in a public hearing be the approving authority for this project proposal for ranch plan, plan community program text section 2C4B. Ranch plan PC text section 1C4C states that the zoning administrator shall make findings regarding general plan, ranch plan PC text, and zoning code, CEQA, compatibility, general welfare, and equivalent for better project as part of its approval of a site development permit. The mentioned findings and justification thereof may be found on pages 11 through 14 of the provided staff report. Staff at this time would like to highlight the last finding made, equivalent or better project. The private recreation facility site is located the private recreation facility site, the project site is located adjacent to is a 1.27 acre site located on lot 18, tract map 19163. The tract 19163, once again, was approved by the Board of Supervisors on November 8th, 2022, and recorded November 21st, 2022. The private recreation facility will be homeowners association owned and maintained. Access will be granted to all residents within the planning application 220097 site, along with all residents of Rancho Mission Viejo. Direct convenient access is provided via a pedestrian path connection that will allow residents to walk directly to the recreation facility area from the project site. The recreation facility site proposes a recreation center building, reservable space adjacent to the recreation center building, a pool, spa, pool deck, a playground, pedestrian walkways, and site landscaping. PA 220097 proposes a total of 0.18 acres of usable project open space, which equals 5.52 of the site's net acreage of 3.26 acres, more than the required 5% net acreage if the adjacent private recreation facility was publicly owned. Furthermore, all individual lots meet the minimum required amount of usable private open space of 150 square feet. This will provide an adequate amount of usable open space for the entire project site. Staff believes that the requested project-specific alternative site development standard to allow 5.52% of the site to be reserved for usable project open space for a minimum of 10% is required will result in an equivalent project, as the project-specific alternative site development standard will not result in any adverse impacts. In regards to the distributed memo, subsequent to the publishing and distribution of the staff report, it was determined that the words "and use" need to be added to the proposed condition of approval number 15. This addition is being included to ensure that future residents of the site will be able to use the amenities offered of the adjacent private recreational facility in addition to be able to access the recreational facility lot unimpeded. This addition was discussed with County Council, and County Council has no issues with the addition. The addition of "and use" will be added into the first sentence of condition of approval number 15, located on page 3 of 3 of Appendix B of the staff report, to read as follows. Prior to recordation of final map 19186, the subdivider shall record a reciprocal pedestrian access easement for recreational facility site access and use as identified on lot P of tract map 19186, and shall demonstrate that such easement has been recorded to the satisfaction of manager land development. The remainder of the condition will not change. To include the above discussed addition to the condition of approval number 15, item number 3 of the recommended actions in the staff report will be slightly modified to include the word "revised." Recommended action item number 3 will be read out in its entirety shortly. In conclusion, staff has determined this project is in compliance with Ranch Plan PC program text, meets the findings in the Ranch Plan PC text section 1C4C, is compatible with the surrounding development, and supports the applicant's proposed project-specific alternative site development standard. Therefore, OC Land Development recommends that the zoning administrator take the recommended actions as listed on pages 1 and 2 of the staff report, with recommended action item number 3 modified to read as follows. Approved planning application PA 22-0097, subject to the attached findings and revised conditions of approval. This concludes staff's presentation, and staff and the applicant are available for any questions the zoning administrator may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Cameron. Before I open the public hearing, I did want to ask a question, and you can defer it to the applicant, and we'll do that during the public hearing if you'd like. I would like a little more clarification on the leaving the track map up. You kind of anticipated my question. On track 19163, the lot that is being used as the adjacent lot to meet the requirements of a local open, local public park, what was that recorded as on the track map? So was it dedicated as part of the local park implementation plan? Was it dedicated as a project specific? And again, I didn't do the research on the previous PA, but I did indicate that I would need to have a little more
clarification. I will try to answer the best I can, and then the applicant, if they'd like to, they can answer as well. So the lot that is the lot that the recreational facility site is on was recorded as a recreational facility site lot. It was designated as that in this particular map. In this map is subarea 3.2B. There's also the adjacent map, subarea 3.2A, which I just pulled up. This particular map, I point this out because this map dedicated 10 acres of open public parkland. And that 10 acres was for the entire subarea 3.2, I'm sorry, subarea 3.2 area, A and B. The master area plan and subarea plan for 3.2 required 5 acres of dedicated parkland space, which would satisfy the requirements of the LPIP, I believe, for the ranch. And since 10 acres were dedicated here in 3.2A, then the map for 3.2B did not require any further dedication of public parkland because it's taken care of in 3.2A, satisfying the entire requirements for subarea 3.2.
Okay. So if I'm hearing correctly, and please, I want to be sure I'm paraphrasing accurately, so if I'm not, you know, feel free to correct me. That lot was not included in the park local implementation program because it wasn't needed because they'd already dedicated enough,
I believe that is
local
accurate,
open
yes.
park space prior to the track map 19186 before the subdivision committee.
I believe that is accurate, okay. Yes.
Do we have any more information on this map that kind of shows that lot description? You know how on the subdivision maps how they identify what exactly the lot was dedicated to, and I know we've had some discussions and irrevocable offers of dedication, so I was looking for the language for this map. And again, we can defer to the applicant because I'm sure they're more familiar with their project.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty, thank you, Cameron. I know you have provided a lot of additional information. I just need to probably hear a little more from the applicant so you guys understand my reasoning. It's just that, as you know, for me to move forward on this, I have to be able to make all those findings. And so, anyways, all right. With that, I will go to the public hearing. I believe we have the applicant here today, and I'm not sure who's representing, but I see two gentlemen in the room for Rancho Mishria, so who would like to come up, and you kind of can anticipate my questions today, so we'll go through that.
Yeah,
who would like to step up?
Richard Vong, representing Rancho Mishria. I'm happy to be here. First of all, I thank staff for all of her work. So getting into the questions, so that a recreational facility was shown as a recreational facility on the map. There will be an IOD that will be dedicated to the county as part of the SDP process for that project itself. There are also our easements that were placed on the tentative map for the North Glenelg project. So there is an easement for access, and prior to final recordation, we'll add the word use to it too. So that park has already been contemplated as a park. It does provide all amenities. It provides convenient access, and the only fenced part of that section would be the pool, just for state code. But people can still access the playground from the front or through the HOA access to the back, which all the residents will have access to. So it does cover the IOD. It will have IOD will be placed as a conditional approval for the SDP for the Rampant Flood and Chestnut Rec facility. So it will have a dedication to the county. We also have examples of previous projects that we've done this for. There's actually about 5 or 6 that we've done in Planning Area 2 that use something similar to reduce the project open space. So we'd be happy to discuss those if needed to.
So, okay, thank you, Mr. Vong. So as what I'm hearing you say is that you do have other examples where you actually utilize the reduction in open space on the project side with being adjacent to a recreational facility versus a local public park.
Correct. Correct. So as you know, with Rancho Mission Viejo, there are no public parks that the county owns. They're all privately run and maintained by the HOA as open space for all the residents. So every member of any resident of Rancho Mission Viejo can use all of these openly as being part of the community. So we are addressing that specific comment in a different way through the Planned Community Guidance text, because we will consider, or we're trying to consider, these private rec facilities as public parks. So they are operated as public parks, they're just owned and maintained by the HOA at this point.
Okay, so you say you will be addressing that as a part of the PC guidance text, or you have already addressed that as part of the PC text?
It's
It looks like Mr. J. Bullock would like to weigh in on this as well. Okay.
Well, I'm sure Richard could have answered it, but or Cameron could have answered it. But the answer is that the application for the PC text guidance, this aspect and other minor guidance items have been in under contemplation by the county for a few months, and probably will be approved. Not to put words in Cameron's or staff's mouth. Early next year, but not soon enough to get that item clarified from now on before this Lennar project came before you. So if that were approved as part of the PC text guidance, another project like this wouldn't need to come to a hearing like this.
Okay, thank you. That brings up another comment for that. Okay. So kind of going back to that, I guess why I'm asking these questions is I did dust off my PC text guidance. You know, I had one from being the prior land development manager, so and then maybe it was outdated, so that's why I wanted to clarify if that was in there. I still don't have a equivalency factor for a recreational facility being used as a public open space. I do appreciate that there may have been previous examples where we did this, and I could have been an approver at that time, so you know, but I would be very interested in kind of seeing those documents to kind of support the finding for me on this. I would also, it would have been a little more helpful to also have a definition from parks or someone from, so I personally did reach out to parks on everyone's behalf here, just use the timing, because I was trying to get that equivalency factor. I know there was some statements made that we did approve the 19186 track map, and I know as the subdivision chair in that role, I kind of did raise sort of this question so that I wouldn't be in this role as a CA today having to ask these questions again. I was hoping that it would be vetted before today. I do, again, I appreciate, you know, your comment on we may have done that before, and you know, and that's not always my best answer, like maybe we did it right, maybe we didn't, but I know as I'm reviewing this today, I need to be able to have all the facts before me. I hate to be so black and white, but I just don't know that I have an understanding, or at least to make that finding for the zoning code compliance. I did ask county council to be here today to kind of weigh in, because I know, you know, I certainly didn't want to extend my authority, and I know as a ZA, I don't have the authority to make the definition which is covered under our local park code, which would have been like more of a subdivision or a parks extension. But I know as the ZA, I have to be able to make the finding for ZA for the zoning compliance in the PC text. So I know we have some discretion. I know we have some, you know, authority here as the ZA, but I would like to hear if there's anything more that you all would like to present to me before I would make a final determination.
Yeah, I can start it off. So I do know for parks, they don't have a criteria on what they use for public parks, right? So if, for example, if the county owned that piece of land, they could leave it all as grass, and then it would count. However, we're actually providing more than just grass, right? We're providing amenities for all the residents, have a playground, barbecue area, pool. We're actually going beyond what the code requires. So we are providing a better project for all the residents, so that's one of the findings that we can make.
And I have no problem with that finding, of course. I want you to know that. I see this as a better and equivalent project, but I just have to make sure I'm also able to make this zoning finding.
But I do know OC Parks doesn't have a ordinance or a criteria on what is required for a public park. It could just be a strip of land that is grass. And that's something that we worked on as my previous career. There's a senior living facility in North Tustin that actually had part of their negotiations to get a piece of land for a public park. And during the charrette for that public park, all it was a piece of grass with seating area. And that was considered a public park. So that's one of the examples I have that if the county did own this piece, it could just be grass and the project would be move on fine, no hearing at all. But because it's owned and maintained by the HOA, it requires this hearing. But we're actually going beyond the requirements. We're providing additional amenities. We have agreed to all the conditions. So we will have recorded easements that will keep the uses and access in perpetuity for all the residents. So there shouldn't be any issues with convenient access or use. So we do believe that we are providing the equivalent or better, and in this case, a better project that meets the code and goes beyond all the codes.
Yeah. And again, I just for the record, I have no problem with the ability to make the finding that it is an equivalent or better project. I will say for the record, sure, of course, your local parks for your recreational facilities or however you wish to call them or label them, they have great amenities. I mean, that is what the ranch is all about. And in the bigger picture of things, I do understand, and I have worked with in my various roles at the county, and I understand that the ranch has dedicated more than the minimum requirements for what they put in their PC text or requirements. In addition to that, you guys go beyond any other planned community for open space, 75%, and then you still do more than that. So it's not a question of that bigger picture, and I know I'm trying to make sure that I balance the bigger picture with this project specific, but I'm also ensuring that in my role that I am able to make that finding that this is your PC text, this is kind of what you guys wrote. And so you are the most familiar with this, so that's why I struggle with when I see a project before me that there's some ambiguity or it's not as straightforward because it's been written out the way you guys wanted it, and then to ask for a little bit more is hard for me, right? So to be able to make that finding. I did want to also speak to a point, Mr. Vong, you brought up, it wouldn't come here for a hearing. My understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but most project-specific alternative, site-specific, it's a mouthful, project-specific alternative development standards, those all have to come before us.
That was actually me that made that statement.
Oh, okay. So, sorry, Mr. Vong. So, Mr. Bolek, I would like to correct or at least amend that statement, I believe, or at least my understanding is that currently the way the text is written today, my understanding is that these types of projects would come before us, whether you meet the criteria or you don't. Is that your understanding as well?
No, that's not my understanding. So, I think what we're getting hung up on, perhaps, is the word public. This park is open to the public that it serves, which is the neighborhood around the site. Within walking distance, that's primarily who will use this site, and others in the community. And so I think it's very important to reiterate that there have been a number of other instances in the community where the very part of the PC text that you're referring to about being adjacent to a public park has been interpreted as including in it, in that definition, the very type of park we're looking at here. We want to clarify that in the PC text guidance so that that can continue to be the way that staff and the applicants look at it. So that is what I'm referring to. I do not agree that we're coming here and asking you for something inferior. I feel like we are needing to clarify at this hearing an interpretation that we think is the correct interpretation.
And if I ever, and I, Mr. Bullock, if I ever gave you any impression that I thought it was inferior, I hope for the record that was not what my statement was. My statement was it was not as black and white as it was written in your PC text, because it basically specifically states that it's adjacent to a local public park, and there's no additional definition of a local public park being equivalent to a recreational facility.
Correct.
So never use the word inferior, because I think I kind of did the opposite. I said you guys were very overly compliant with your open space in the general, the larger community. But on this project specific, I'm having trouble with the funding for the actual zoning code and PC text compliance.
I appreciate that. And what I was reacting to, and forgive me if I'm overreacting to, was when you said you were coming and asking for a deviation. And so the deviation is from 10 acres to 5, or 10% to 5%, but that's within the 1R project. What we're presenting as an entire package, we feel is right within the sweet spot of what the intent was of PC text, was that there's a very adequate 1.27 acre park open to the public next to this site. And so that we are asking that you accept staff's recommendation that that is an appropriate way to move this project forward toward approval.
Okay. But are you understanding my challenge with the compatibility with the PC text as a zoning finding, or are we definitely not seeing eye to eye?
I understand where you're not seeing it as black and white.
Okay, that's fair.
But I will say the PC text does have a lot of vagueness to it. Therefore, that's why there is a guidance text, because it was written 20 years ago, so there are areas of the code that are vague or were interpreted one way at that time, but it was written in a specific way. So if you look at the spirit of what was written, this is kind of what it intended at that time, and that's what we're seeking to clarify in the guidance text update, is to make those clarifications. If you read it as like the letter of the code, it might sound off, but the spirit of the code at that time, this is what they were intending.
Was that guy that wrote that anyway? I can tell you for a fact that as the person who was working on that section of the PC text, this is exactly what was intended, and that's why it's been interpreted the way it has in other instances in the past.
So my other question on this recreational facility that might be used or interpreted as a local public park for RMV, I don't know if we can zoom in on that screen a little bit, but can you show me where there is access and no access without, because what I understand from staff, and staff's done a great job on, you know, supporting the recommendation here before me, there are certain areas of the park that don't require a card key or anything because you can park in there. I was hoping this would be your guys' argument to me also, but like, can we walk through that just to see, because I believe from my understanding is there is a portion of this park that doesn't require a key access. So if you wouldn't mind maybe highlighting that or showing
that
on the screen.
And I brought that up a little bit before. So the only area that's fenced is part of the pool, which is required by state law.
Okay.
But if you go where the mouse is a little north and east, that area is not fenced. That's the playground and barbecue area. So that area is not fenced. And there's also trails that kind of wrap around the back to Lennar. That's also not fenced either. So they can enter that site and not be fenced. It's only the pool area that is fenced. So the whole front, the parking lot, the playground barbecue area on the northeast side of it is not fenced, and on the trails that lead into the developments behind it are not fenced either. It's only the pool section that is fenced.
Okay, thank you for that extra clarification. Council, is there anything you wanted to add or speak to at this point before I close the public hearing, or I can close the public hearing and then we could just add it as part of the deliberation if needed?
I don't think I have anything to add at this particular juncture. If I'm understanding the facts correctly, this is a privately owned and operated park as is permitted by the local parks code. I don't have the particular section in front of me, but it is 7-9-503. And that is permitted. It was adopted, the local parks code in its entirety was adopted into the ranch plan PC program text at page 5, paragraph 18. I'm sorry, I didn't know all the subsections. I lost track of them when I was trying to write it down. But it is on page 5, paragraph 18. And assuming that the finding can be made that this recreational, local, privately owned recreational facility is the equivalent of a privately owned and operated park permitted by the local parks code and the branch plan PC text. I have no issue with that finding being made.
Okay, thank you. Okay, with that, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing, unless you guys have anything else to add, or we're good. Seeing no other members of the public in the room, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing. So kind of takes me back to staff. I have two options here. I can continue the item to maybe meet the time when the PC text is a little more clear. Or I could ask that additional information is added to the staff report that shows the history of how we have maybe interpreted this in the past, and that would also help support maybe your update to the PC text in the future. I guess I should have asked that in the public hearing. So let me reopen the public hearing to see if the applicant would be agreeable to that. I'm going to reopen the public hearing. So with my thought process on, because I feel the report doesn't have enough like justification for someone that is not familiar with the PC text or a future person to look at this. And again, it will be all of up to RMV to sell this. And when someone does come in and say, hey, how come I have this small open space and I don't really have an adjacent public park because I need my key card? You all will have to deal with that in the future, not the county. So I would like the staff report to kind of speak to some of our interpretations and maybe a little more analysis or clarification on how I can make that finding. But with that said, I would ask that the applicant would provide that evidence to staff and be able to put that into the staff report as justification. Would that be amenable to you and then obviously staff too?
Yeah, no, we would prefer to add more info to the staff report.
Okay. And then I think I have up to 30 days, because I thought it was 10 days before, but I looked at the code again. So I can do, if we approve something, I can allow 30 days for a revision or revised staff report, and then the approval could move forward still with that date. So just wanted to make sure. I know it's the holidays and you guys are closed, so would that still give you enough time to get me a revised something back by the end of next month? And I can extend it that date too if we need to. I need to say it in this meeting today to do that. Otherwise, we have to go to our director to get another signature on an approval of a memo, which we don't want to do that.
Just to clarify, it doesn't go back to hearing, right? It'll just get added to the staff report, and then it'll be.
Yeah, if I were to approve it, I could put that in my recommended findings. I approve with the correction on the staff report. Condition approval number 15, as well as additional language to support the analysis for the finding that I'm making today. And I'm looking to council to make sure I'm not going outside of my realm as a ZA. I'm okay with that?
You're good.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we agree with that. Yeah, we'll provide the info for staff to add more details to the staff report.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you. I will reclose the public hearing. All right, so turning back to staff, are you good with that as well? I know it's a little extra work for you, but they're T&M, so I'm sure you can charge them, right?
Just a quick point of clarification.
Sure.
Would that be under?
I would look for that under the pages 11.
Is that, in particular, ranch plan, PC tech, and zoning code finding number 2?
Yes.
Is that what you want to see?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then I think you speak to, yeah, because we overanalyzed and made the finding on the, not overanalyzed, we adequately addressed the finding, that was for Mr. Bullock, we adequately addressed and then went above and beyond the finding for the equivalent or better project. I just think we should do a little more of that on the actual technical finding for the PC text and the zoning code. So I would ask for some revised language to go into that to support the finding. And then Cameron, I have one other technical question on page 9 of the staff report. So I think where we say usable project open space, I just want to make sure I'm clear. On the proposed, we say that the PC text sections are met. It says 1, 2, and 3 not met, but I think 2 is the one we're saying was met, right? because that's the one we're using. Two is the project is adjacent to the local park.
Well, if we're doing this to the letter.
I was going to show you this. Yeah. So here it's saying it's PC text sections one, two, or three are not met, but I think you're saying one, three, and four are not met, or is four also?
It's one, if you can take one of these.
Yeah.
And then you can reduce it.
So I would just maybe take out that not met, just say we're meeting it by using number two.
With the project.
Yeah, because see, these are saying that. Subject these ones are, and I would just say what we're doing here, and then see that's
right,
it.
I got,
is that fine?
I got,
okay.
Yeah.
So we'll change number 18. Okay. Because to be honest with you, I never read. Some people don't even read the whole staff report; they just go to that chart, right? So later in life. All right. So if you're good with that, Cameron, and I do thank you for taking the extra time and energy to bring all the other additional information forward. And thank you to R&B for your additional support of staff and everybody on this. And the extra thank you to City Council for making the time to be here today just to make sure I was within my realm of my authority to move this project forward. So with that said, I will...
Madam Zoning Administrator, can you clarify?
Yes, I will.
Yes.
So... that's what I was just pulling up to make sure I'm reading it correctly from the agenda. So basically on item number one, public hearing PA 220097, I am going to approve it based on the recommended actions as listed on the agenda for the finding that the EIR is consistent. Also in the addendums and everything else there. And then specifically approved planning application PA22 subject to the findings and conditions with the revised condition number 15 to include the language and use. And additionally to have a revised staff report to augment the analysis to support the finding for, I think it's on page 11. The number two ranch plan PC text and zoning code compliance for that finding.
Okay.
And that is located on page 11. Okay. And then one small typo on the compliance matrix on page 9 for number 8A.
And what is that typo?
He's going to modify the proposed compliance.
Okay.
So
more like just a modification
rather than
type,
yeah. Spelled. Yeah,
okay.
I'm not saying typo, we can just say modification.
Okay.
Yeah. So with that, I go ahead and approve the project. Thank you everybody for your collaboration. I think we would need to see the revised staff report by the end of January. I'll give them a little more than 30 days because of the holiday. So the date certain, I don't need to come back to hearing, it just needs to be sent to me no later than January. 31st. See what day that lands on.
That's a Tuesday.
January 31st, which is a Tuesday. So, does that work for you, Mr. Walsh? Well, we've given them more than 30 days. I want to make sure it works for you.
It
so. Okay. All right. So, with that item is approved, with all the extra items that we listed, and they'll be identified in the minutes. So, again, thank you guys, everyone, for your collaboration on that and explanation. I will have to chat with my counterpart at Parks and find out why we didn't get something in writing back from them. No, just kidding. Don't put that in the record. So with that said, I think that there are no additional members of the public here today, so we can move to adjourn the meeting to the next regularly scheduled zoning administrator meeting, which is on January 5th, 2023. I don't believe we have any items for that date at this time. Nope, seeing none.
It's possible.
Oh, it's still possible. Okay, so we might see you all on the 5th. Thanks, and everyone have a great afternoon. Meeting's adjourned.